The first question over here that we can deal with the Chavod Shiva Shlita, so Shiva's question that he had on here, eating and drinking for Kiddush. Okay, so here we go. So eating and drinking for Kiddush.
Okay. We'll tell you what the answer is.
I know it's the answer. So it goes like this. Kiddush, keep this in mind. Kiddush Friday night is Doraisa. Kiddush Shabbos morning is Drabanan. Kiddush Yontiv night is Drabanan. Now, we're going to be more machmer, obviously, Friday night than Shabbos morning and Yontiv by night. Where the coolest come in? So, we actually paskin like the shita that it's also to eat or drink before Kiddush. If this includes water also. Drinking water is not allowed before Kiddush.
On Friday night, you wake up in Myron.
What's that? Let me try to work it out if we don't hit it. So let's go like this. So let's start with Friday night. You have a shkia, Ben HaShemashis. Ben HaShemashis is like the next 13 and a half minutes, or here and there, so maybe 9 minutes. And then after 9 minutes, it's Vade Laila, and then you have Yesuda later on. So until Shkia, one could still drink, at least drink water, even if he was Mekabel Shabbos. If he needs to, he could drink water. Once it's Shkia, he should stop eating and drinking, including drinking water. If someone's in a difficult situation, I'm not talking about Koch Nefesh, there may be still room to drink water from the Ben HaShemashis, but really by Shki, it should stop ready. Until when? Until you hear Kiddush. Now, Kiddush needs to come with a Su'uda. Question is, what's considered a Su'uda for Kiddush? That's a big machlekes. Do I need to wash on bread, or it's enough to have mezainis? So for Friday night, that Kiddush is Deraisa, we can be more machmer. We're going to say that you need bread. For Shabbos morning, as we do Kiddush with Mezainis. As soon as I make Kiddush, then I can eat and drink. Now, Shabbos morning, when does my Chiv Kiddush begin Shabbos morning? So there's a Machlaikis. There's a Machlaikis if it begins before Musaf or after Musaf. Halacha L'maisa, we're machmir already before Musaf. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, when we go out to Kiddush before Musaf, we make Kiddush. We're machmir. However, what?
Machmir could make Kiddush before Musaf.
That if you don't want to eat before Musaf, you should make Kiddush. If you want to eat before Musaf. However, if someone, let's say during Kriyas HaTorah, let's say the Baal Kareh's voice dries out, so then during Kriyas HaTorah, you can drink water. Water you can drink until you daven musaf. Once I daven musaf, then I have to hear Kiddush before I eat or drink, including water, okay?
The Baal Kareh can just start to drink water during Elias?
Yeah, or I'm just giving an example, or anyone else also.
As far as Friday night, does he do the same zmanim for 13 minutes, or is it different?
They do, but those that keep Rabbein Tam may have it later on in the night.
So they hold that after Shkia, you can still eat?
Most of them are machmer both ways.
So anyone that drinks
after Shkia, you can't eat.
Right. By Shkia, and then in the morning by Musaf, and if you want to eat before Musaf, now to eat before Shacharis.
But then which time are we talking about? We're talking about like.
We're talking about Friday night and Shabbos morning. Friday night by Shkia, you should stop eating and drinking.
Okay.
Shabbos morning before Shacharis, if you have a hatred to drink or eat, you can do that without Kiddush. Before Musaf, if you just want to drink water, you can drink water. Okay. But once you dive in Musaf, if you need to, you can do it without Kiddush.
If you have a Kiddush, is right after Shacharis?
Again, Machlag is if it's before Musaf or after Musaf.
Do we drink Kiddush Torah for sure now?
Sick person is eating a whole Suda.
Do you drink Kiddush Torah for sure now, Rabbi? Kiddush Torah for sure now?
What?
Kiddush Torah for sure now?
Kiddush Torah is called the right before Musaf. Right.
After Shacharis.
Right, after Shacharis. Right.
Between, by Lenin, you can drink?
By Lenin is after Musaf.
By Lenin.
If he needs to, then water.
Anyone.
Water, right.
So before Kiddush, what's really need?
Once you're chayvin Kiddush?
It comes to 11 o'clock after Shacharis. Just the person's really, really thirsty.
And he has to make Kiddush.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So
okay.
Whatever report you're
Before chakras?
Yeah.
If you have a heter to eat or drink.
What's that? What's a heter like? I'm saying, how does that work?
That's not a Shabbos shakras.
Can I get one?
I know people like. So go to Shachrim.
Okay. So put on next week's question for Hilchos Tefillah. Okay, let's go through it. That's
easy. Yeah. I thought that Friday night, Shemini Esrei, aren't you really good to Kiddush with Mikdash Shabbos? So I'll get started on your mind.
So we take the Maaseh there is those, are those that say that, but the Chofetz Chaim says that since you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't say Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you're not yet to Kiddush.
Can you Krishma?
It's a good question. It's a long beer.
It's all singer?
Yeah. Okay, so maybe you'll put it on a different week's sketch. Okay. Can wives be used on Shabbos? What?
Nah, yes. I need to know this.
And why?
Okay, one thing. One second. I can't do it. Okay, so can wives be used on Shabbos? The answer is yes.
Oh, and why?
Okay? To explain why, it's in Take Arichos. You can join our Morning Seder program where we're learning that already for 2 weeks. So you're gonna have to accept my word on this. Okay, using what method can coffee be made on Shabbos? Okay, so what type of coffee are we talking about? Instant?
Filter.
So let's start with instant. Instant coffee, as long as the water is in a klisheni. Who knows what klisheni means? Mm-hmm. The urn is klirishen. Mm-hmm. I poured it into a klisheni. Now I can put the coffee into that klisheni. I can take a spoonful of coffee and mix it into the klisheni.
Not the instant coffee first and then the water.
That's right.
Put the water first?
Better not to.
But the Klisheni should be bad even, right?
What?
The Klisheni, you can put the coffee in first.
You don't have, right.
I already write that down. The coffee, the hot water, then the coffee.
The urn to the cup is Klisheni.
And then you put the coffee.
Then I can put the coffee into
the... Or you can just pour it into the third cup.
That's right.
Rebbe was talking about this on Friday.
Is sugar in for a cooking?
Sugar's already cooked.
Rebbe was talking about this on Friday, yeah?
Right. Okay, what's the next thing? What did you ask about?
Root coffee?
Root coffee? Okay, so the filter has to be, you have to take water in a klishlishi, right. The filter, and pour water from a klishlishi into the filter.
And what about alts dying? Someone told me that if you're pouring the hot water
over what?
Dying. If you have to do the whole klishlishi.
There's no dying by food.
No?
So Rabbi, the filter is the
klishlishi?
There's no dying
in
general.
By food.
Only
by
food.
No. You pour into the klisheni and then the filter, or then shlishi, then the sheni.
No, shlishi and then into the filter.
Oh, no one does that.
You have to do it into shlishi, then into the filter.
So rishon from the urn is a cup.
Urn is one cup, second cup,
and then you pour it.
Then into the filter.
Oh, that's so the filter is the third cup.
No,
the third or the fourth?
No. The urn is the first one,
right?
Into the first cup, that's right. Klisheni already.
The third
cup, that's a klisheni
right.
Already.
Saying, okay.
Then so into the pour over.
So most people don't know that. Most people do just
one cup. Thing and then another.
The coffee's in there. You're pouring on it.
So you gotta put three cups.
You're pouring from a second cup into it.
No.
It needs to be in the third. Okay.
But the thing with the third cup,
you're going to first cup. You'll make that your own.
Right.
That's
the
place. It's
not the filter.
Isn't that whole concept
of
the filter? You have to use
coffee. Depends what the mess up was.
Oh, for what?
With the pour over coffee.
Oh, for brood, really?
Don't mess up.
Rebbe, so that means you set up your whole zalchen with the brood coffee.
What?
You set up your thingy with the filter and the bag and the coffee. You take that water out of the urn in one cup. Put into a third cup and now filter the coffee.
Put into a second cup
and now pour it down the
coffee. Okay, can you suntan on Shabbos?
Oh, sure.
So the answer is halachically yes, but it's not Shabbos day.
1 second.
What does that mean?
But that's pretty crazy, but halachically. Your mom is not allowed to play. You're not allowed to play basketball on Shabbos. Not because it's not Shabbos, it's because you're not allowed to break a sweat. You're not. No, am I wrong?
No, this is not
Shabbos. Exercise has it because they use exercise for refuah, so therefore you can't do that.
And what if you use sunscreen?
Okay, 1 second. No, but suntanning. I understand sunscreen. Okay, I don't want to. I don't want to bring out the wrong thing from it. But is it usr?
Is it mutta asar? It's mutta, but.
I mean, what if
yeah, no, I don't want to say because I don't want people to take out from it that it's mutta and rubber wings if you like do it.
Right, what if someone used tanning spray?
And what about
still,
simply.
It's not the way you should use the
Rebbe, what about simply Shabbos day? You're going for, right, you're in Florida on vacation, and now you're going for a Shabbos walk. You're going, you.
That's going for
no, you went for a walk. Take a seat. Now, what about suntan lotion?
To put suntan lotion
on? You're going on a walk, and you want to put a light suntan lotion on.
The best thing is you should get the spray one.
So spray you could do?
Yeah, because the thick one, the lotion, they can smear.
Right. But it's spray, you could spray. So Shabbos afternoon, I'm in Florida, I want to go on a walk, spray a little slice on lotion.
100%. What are you doing in Florida?
People don't spray, you don't spray deodorant, John.
You know that?
Yeah.
You said some children are spraying, didn't you feel that?
I didn't know that.
Is it cologne?
Zaira.
Right. Oh, and Rebbe, yeah. What's the problem with cologne?
Zora. Winnowing.
Zora is winnowing.
Because you're breaking it down into small particles with the pressure of the air.
No, I have the problem with it because it congeals in his brain.
And that's why, in terms of spray,
I'm
cologne. Rebbe, are you allowed to spray? Are you allowed to spray?
That's not my problem?
Oh, no, that's okay. Good for you.
Please don't cologne,
Rebbe. Good for you.
What about
spray? Rebbe, cologne. What's the whole thing? I've heard if you do it before Shabbos, or then you're right. Adding on Shabbos on clothing.
Because
you're
not to give
skin.
A smell to clothing. To clothing for the sake of smell. No, that was the deodorant has a smell, but you're not doing it for the smell.
What is for the sake of shidduchim?
So you're not supposed to. See, that
is a hashtag mitzvah. What do you mean? Of course it is.
And now
it's
a mitzvah.
It gets onto your clothing sometimes.
So
that,
at the end of the day, you shouldn't do it?
What?
Never do that. Wow.
At the end of the day, you shouldn't do it?
What?
Cologne is not working.
Again, the best thing is like what you saw me said, do before and then you can add more to it.
Right. If on Friday before Shabbos, I put some on my wrist, and on my neck.
That's the best.
Shabbos morning, I could put another little more on my skin.
Does it have to be your intention when you like? If I know I sprayed it last week, I smell my clothes. I can still smell it. I can spray it again.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go here. What are the rules regarding moving muksa? Oh my gosh. Buses? Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Fan light for benefit.
If a fan or a light, if you want to move a fan for the area.
You want the whole
Just that was one of the questions. I didn't write them in any particular order.
Okay, so we'll jump to fan or light. To move a fan or a lamp for usage, meaning I want to move it so it'll blow at me when I'm sitting over here or that I can see what I'm reading. That's mutter.
Oh.
Or to move
can
it, I, yeah.
Can I tell you this about a lamp real quick? Because it came up last Shabbos, and we're basically, okay, I have my kosher lamp right next to my bed. Is that you?
Yep.
Okay. Oh. That was you. I have my kosher lamp next to my bed, right?
Right.
And specifically before Shabbos, I angle it in a certain way so it's facing me, right? But whatever, I turn and close it.
Yeah.
So somebody else was in my room and wanted to face it towards the center of the room and not towards my bed. So I said, you're not allowed to take the actual lamp and turn it or move it because if that's moving it, that's moving something muksa. But then the other person said, if you need it though, you're allowed to.
Right.
So what's, I thought the whole thing with the kosher lamp is the reason why it's heavy, because you're not allowed to take the actual lamp and move it. You're allowed to twist and turn the top piece. You're not allowed to move it.
So there are those that hold like that.
Okay, so what's
the chaznish hold like that? But the general meaning is not like that.
Is like what?
You could move the lamp itself.
So what is Rebbe?
I agree to that.
We get back to Kobe. You
should move it.
Why is
you
it
know
not
that you could move it for usage? Because if you're moving it towards you, or because it's bothering you, moving it away, that's fine.
What about a phone?
An alarm goes off on Shabbos.
And then you let it move it out of the room.
What's the reason?
You can eat the klish of which is mutta the tzarech mekaymai.
No, I mean the battery will fall out.
What
about
the only one in the
room?
It's called tzarech mekaymai. The makam of it is disturbing the usage of the room.
You let it move with your hand and put it wherever you want.
Shinoan,
You don't have to use a shim.
So, Rabbi, a big factor of the bus's question. Yeah. If you have a drawer that's designated as a moksa drawer, but you're looking for something on Shabbos, you think it could be in there, are you allowed to open it and look for that thing?
No. So you open it with a shinon. Don't open it in the regular way.
If you know there's something in there that you need, you're allowed to open it in a regular way or also with a shinon?
It's based for a moksa. Unless the moksa thing is worth more. Okay, let's move on.
That's the whole question. That's just a long part of the phone.
That's
the whole reason. Is it like
a
Why is it a problem with the coffee press?
No, make the turn off.
Is it a question of luck that if I have liquid,
you can also turn a half.
And they end up with liquid, even though middle it went through a mixture, it's not butter.
So why can't we use the same sort of tea bags for like that?
Tea bag,
you're holding a mixture in your hand. It's a mixture of water with leaves. So, yeah, I am not holding any mixture.
So I can put a tea in a filter, same thing, right? There's no that you can do. If you spill out the teas into the...
One of these home assistants, right?
Okay, what's the weather? Alexa, you're just talking. I had major problems. What's the problem? So that's covered in a later question. No new questions. Liquidish foods. Okay.
So,
heating up blue.
Liquidish.
So if there is liquid with the food, or the food is liquid, so then Bishel over there is heating it up. So even though it was once boiling hot, but now that it lost its heat and went down to what's not considered warm, it got below that level of warm. For me to reheat that, that's Bishel.
We discussed this Friday morning.
That's right. We discussed this Friday morning.
Rabbi, isn't it already cooked though?
What?
Isn't the sauce already cooked?
Then there's no Bishel. No, by liquid Bishel is not cooking, by Bishel is heating, you're making it hot.
Maybe, but I thought we said if you have tea, if
it just drops by making tea it hot, inside, that's already
cooked. Bishel by liquid.
Even if it was already cooked and whatever.
Now that it lost that heat, lost its Bishel. Now you're reheating it.
One of the little pieces of tea or a drop of coffee and you put the hot water and you're reheating up that water. That cooked water is just mustard. No?
Because that's it's nothing. We don't consider that Bishel.
That's not water?
That little wetness on the bottom.
The regular water, you have to dry that out completely.
And the other water that was once cooked, some sheet is told there's no Bishel. We are machmir that there is Bishel. If it's just damp, that already you don't have to worry about.
Is Bishel by water?
So, Rabbi.
Yeah, heating it up is Bishel. Making it hot.
There's a little bit of liquid, no? And like whatever you're keeping out.
I don't know what depends what you're doing. That's chicken. How about a soup?
Okay.
A lot of liquid.
It's very vague.
Yeah, it's a very big topic. Let's go to the next topic.
So another question within the whole.
There's no shear, but if there's liquid, then you can do it.
It's a very big topic.
Take the roast, shake it off, and heat it up.
Sorry, guys.
And another question that was recommended, Bishop, that I forgot to write down. Noodles, which are technically already cooked. Are you allowed to put them in? Like condition soup.
Condition soup is like 3/4 cooked.
So what's the
halakha?
That's one of the heterim to cook it, no?
That's since people like eating it raw, so the fact that it's already a good food, you're just changing it.
Condition soup is like 3/4 cooked.
People like eating it raw.
What does Rabbi hold there?
You have to find that if it was ever cooked.
Jumping on windows.
Here's a cliche though.
For short time in garbage? You can't use regular noodles on hot water.
What about all pastas or just traditional? That would apply to all pastas or just traditional? Like if I have regular spaghetti noodles, I know they were baked before.
Okay, here. Let's skip over.
Use a cliche and you can make a cliche.
You cook a raw egg in a cliche?
So can't cook a raw egg and it coins of some shit this year. How much, yeah?
Hi, what's mean? You can make
awesome. Okay, Shkia. When should one start Shabbos and how does Tosefes Shabbos work? Good question. So now, Tosefes Shabbos, according to many Rishonim, probably all Rishonim except for the Rambam, is Min HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos Min HaTorah. And matter of fact, it's a chiv and it's automatic. But the question is, what's not clear is how long is Tosefes Shabbos? For how many minutes?
So waiting exactly
so the Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe says it's 2 to 3 minutes. The Shabura says it's 15 minutes. Tosefes Shabbos.
Tosefes Shabbos.
Can it be done before or after?
Oh, yeah?
What?
It has to be done for both.
What is it? I didn't hear
it. It has to be before Shabbos.
What does that mean, Shabbos?
Wait, yeah, yeah.
It has to be
before Shabbos.
When
do
you have to start Shabbos?
What?
Do
you have to start out of it?
We try to do before Shkia.
2 minutes before Shkia?
So the minimum Shkia.
2 minutes before Shkia. That's the minimum Shkia.
So but if you go after Shkia, you break the Shabbos?
It's a problem.
If you do Malacha during 27 Shabbos, you're not going to get Skila B'Yavana.
I'm going to say
if you do Malacha after Shkia, you get Skila.
Right after Shkia?
Right after Shkia? No,
your
minhag is 5 minutes after Shkia, no? But
2 minutes
when
the Muslims check on you?
No.
When are you Mikhail Mitzvah?
That's interesting.
2 to 3 minutes before Shkia. You got it? Before Shkia. Again, there's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos.
Straight up.
Shabbos starts a Shkia, you're supposed to add on before and add on after. Add on before.
Oh, that's before Shabbos.
Okay.
So when the yeshiva does the whole 5 minutes before thing, if you follow to that, so then you're according to Rav Moshe.
That's what Rebbe says, 5 minutes?
Like, okay. We all hold Rav Moshe, right?
Yeah.
That's a good kasha.
What question is going to be given to me?
Okay, I'm talking about serious people.
So in business, if it's the holidays, and you call up one of your people.
You say happy holidays. It depends. If it's business, you're really talking about upcoming. He doesn't know that. It's just formal. Like saying hello, good morning.
Right. No, just tell
okay,
her.
Okay, depends on what it's nice what your thing
okay,
is.
Fine.
But if you're admiring their holiday, you're not like.
No shakers. No.
It's not yet. Yeah, no shakers to Shabbos.
What?
No shakers to Shabbos.
No. Okay. Okay. Host gives acquiring something on Shabbos. So host gives if it's food. If it's food, then it's fine. Then it's mutter. No problem. If it's not food, if it's non-food, so then either you should be makna to him through someone else before Shabbos, you give it to your friend to be zeichna for him before Shabbos, or on Shabbos you give it to him and have in mind that it shouldn't be his until Matzah Shabbos, and if he wants to use it, he's using your thing on Shabbos.
And as far as buying something from him to give it someone on Shabbos.
Acquiring something on Shabbos?
With money.
You're going to Shabbos.
I need a bottle of wine, I'll pay you back after Shabbos.
So the halach is that you're allowed to take something on credit, but you're not allowed to discuss the price or say the word buying and selling. Say, we'll talk about it after Shabbos.
Like if you go to Shinar on Yontif, go to a restaurant, you can't.
Same halacha, you're not allowed to discuss prices. Or buying or selling. You make up with him beforehand.
Could you point the price?
Take a Smarty with you.
No prices.
Nothing?
You make that up before Shabbos.
You're allowed to do it before Shabbos.
Take a Smarty with you and you're good. They don't keep anything.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. fridge lights.
We talked about all year on that.
It's very recorded.
No, so I want to clarify, and also the newer fridges have computers built into them that as soon as you open the door, the temperatures and how long it goes open, everything's like.
I know.
Did that
computer? What's computer?
The fridge light came up again. I think it was last week. And someone's like, "Oh, it's completely us." I'm like, "We didn't even share on it."
Fridge lights. The best thing is to get
fridge lights.
Oh,
not fridge lights.
So we're going over the whole time.
I'm not going over the whole.
Not going over the whole time, but quickly.
The best thing is to try to get a guy to take care of it. Can't get a guy, then you can ask the cotton to open to get out something geschmack that he wants or needs. A piece of chocolate or something like that.
What's a cotton under the age of chinuch or bar mitzvah?
Under the age of bar mitzvah.
Isn't that bad chinuch?
Yeah, but
it is, really.
It's the worst in the world.
So what did you say to 12-year-old?
Yeah, just tell your kid that we don't have
It's much better if you don't have a Rwanda to open up the room.
What about very common now? They have cameras outside houses.
That's one of the questions. Wait
one second. One second. So
Adding to Shabbos?
No.
But beer. Didn't we say beer is important?
How's that not segregation?
No, not Rebbe.
No, so you give Achman a beer. Don't open
Friday,
the
Friday night, you want a beer with the boys. You got to open it.
Rebbe, you can open it.
You're allowed to open it?
Yes.
I don't have any of the other cents. You need something in there, then okay.
So I'm saying, how's that not?
Are you allowed to close it?
Tearing toilet paper, paper towels.
I'm not talking about on the scenes, like it's just time. You have a roll.
See, now that we all did not answer. If anyone's Chabad here, the Baal Tanya held that you could rip it, but we don't. But the Maisa, we hold that you cannot rip it. However, someone's stuck in the bathroom.
It's not a deal.
There's no cut.
No, not on the scene.
So Mishmur says that if you could have prepared before Shabbos and didn't, the Mishmur holds you have no head at all, even for covering a breeze. Mishmur holds like that.
That what?
That if you were able to prepare before Shabbos and you did not prepare, even if you're stuck without any toilet paper in the bathroom, you have nothing to do.
Listen for a second.
It goes like this. If you can use the Eitzah, sometimes there's the Eitzah that you can just use the roll as it's going, and then when you flush the toilet, it will automatically rip.
I've tried that from experience.
One second. If you can do that, just let it roll into the thing, and then when you flush, it will rip by itself. Then that's also good Eitzah, because that's totally a grammar, nothing to do with you. The flush, the
you're
water,
the
bathroom, takes
like
it. Again, I ask you, one second.
Cow.
So then that would be the best thing. If that doesn't work, and you need toilet paper, so you have to rip it with a shiner, rip it with the side of your hands or something like that. Okay?
Yes, sir. No question.
Fine.
Could you use somebody was Katsu showing the Waldorf. They have automatic toilets.
Okay, that's one. Covered in one of the next
ones.
Really?
Wait,
It's already after Shabbos time, but you didn't have Dali yet. And you didn't have marv yet, so you didn't say Atuchan Antonu. Can I say Baruch Hamal Ben Kosh the Chol in the bathroom and then rip or not?
And then what?
And then rip.
It's all covered. How do you cover yourself?
Right name the three.
What if it's up there? I can't think of it either.
I don't know. It's hard to get thoughts out there. If someone's going to have Hiroom in the bathroom, there's a lot of thinking of running to prevent Hiroom. Is that true?
Right. His rule says you should bring in mathematics, other things to prevent it. But
he says you go to the Gemara. If it's prevent the room, you can see what the Gemara.
They always say for. I want to see what the Gehenna will be for.
How about how about? Why is he running with the Gemara?
Did you what? Yeah.
Why is he running with the Talia?
Could I put the toilet paper under the water so it shrivels up? I have a froth thing. Bring it up. What's that? So you can confirm that you cannot rip off the seam. I don't care so much on the seam or not the seam. You can rip on the perforated line, but you have to do it as a shino. That goes in the bowl. Is a spew?
No, there is a shida like that. But,
but if it's Shlem Zalman and many, I'll explain why. When you go through the melachah, there's mechatech.
Means when you're cutting it, at, when you want to make a baguette. So I cut the material at a very specific line, right?
Right.
If I make it a little too short or a little too long, your shirt's going to be lopsided, right? So, the suit's going to be lopsided. So first I do mesarti. Mesarti means? Sirtut. I make an indentation, a very straight line. And mechatech is I'm cutting on this line. And why am I cutting on this line? Because it can be a little more, it can be a drop less or a drop more. The perforated line is there just to make it easier to rip, but not because it makes any difference if that perforated line was a drop over or a drop here.
No one uses one piece of toilet paper.
Whatever. So therefore, the melechas mechatech does not apply today. And therefore, you can rip on that perforated line, just do it with a shino.
So we do hold like that. One second.
If you're in the bathroom, stuck in the bathroom, and you don't have that eitzah with the flush in the toilet.
Right, so what was the thing with the Chavetz Chaim? Do we hold like that? No, I was just bringing out the point that people use it so free.
The Chavetz Chaim didn't use it so free. The mice, we go with what we just said.
Well, that if you're in that case, so it was Shinoi and you rip it on the.
Right.
And yeshiva, you definitely can't use the cutter yeshiva because that's definitely not a yeshiva.
Shinoi, you can rip it anyway.
Right, that's not a yeshiva.
If you use the other side, it's not a cutter.
No, but it still cuts it.
Is it better on the seam?
Is it better or worse on the seam if you rip it with the Shinoi? Regardless, it doesn't matter. Because it's not. Because we're saying it makes no difference.
You can do it on the.